Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. I'm going to tell you, it has been gorgeous out for the past few days. And without further ado, I'm going to try to give her, even though she's got a lengthy introduction, I'm going to try to skip past that fast because we need to do many more than just one show. So, Tina, by the way, is my very first in 9.5 years. She is a psychic and a medium. She's an astrologist. She's a public figure, and she's also in the arts and entertainment. And I found out that she plays guitar, and she sings, and she probably writes too. So Tina is also she has international clients, is a spiritual counselor. Tina provides private sittings or video consultations. She is an intuitive healer, and she does speaking engagements and mentoring. She does house clearings and blessings. So that is my introduction for Tina, and welcome, Tina, again. It is just awesome to have you on my show.
Thank you for having me, Nancy. I've got a feeling this is going to be an exciting show.
Well, absolutely, yes, because it landed, I have to tell you, you had me at, I have to throw out a thank you to my BFF, who, we had 10 years now, my BFF, said, Nancy, you have to watch Tina Beecher. Just go on Facebook or YouTube and you'll find her. And I did, and that was just 2 weeks ago. And you had me at your first show. So, and I'm not going to get in, I'll tell people why later. Because I just want to ask you the first question that I ask of all of my guests, and then we're just going to take it from there, and I'll stick in why, and thank you so much for coming on, because I have been listening to astrologists and mediums my whole life, so I'm very interested in this. So my first question is always, who influenced you the most while you were growing up? And why?
And you know what? I kind of was kicking this question around. It's a tough one. I was raised, my father was Scotch, Irish, German, and Native American. And the Native American aspect of how I was raised is really what influenced me, knowing that there was a deeper connection between the Earth Mother and Father Sky. It kind of just rooted me in a direction that that I took off in today.
Exactly. And I sort of, when I saw you and saw your beautiful face, I kind of thought you might have Native American in you. And I'm a little psychic, I'm a little bit intuitive and stuff like that. But anyway, I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about you. Before we started the show, I prepared a few questions because I just want you to go for it and with your mood, because I know that today is also, it's not just a full moon tonight, but it's also a lunar eclipse. So later on in the program, I'd like you to kind of expound on that and explain what that is and how it affects people. But my second question was, do you have any siblings? And if so, where were you born, by the way? That was my third question, but I want to go there now. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in a small town here in Pennsylvania, northwestern Pennsylvania. Predominantly a little bit of a mill town type of setup surroundings. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of place where guys worked hard all week and then they hit the taverns on Friday night.
Right.
And as a kid, that tavern life is what attracted me to wanting to be a singer.
Okay. That's cool. That's very similar to the way I went as well. And so now we'll go to the, and so you stayed in Pennsylvania your whole life?
No, I've actually been all around the country. Hit, you know, a lot of traveling, hit a lot of the places on that list that you think is better than home. And as my adult life kind of came closing in on me, I thought, you know what, there's no place like home. And I ended up back right here in the area that I was born and raised in.
Yeah, that's what happened to me too. I mean, it wasn't expected. I really didn't expect it to happen, but it just had, you know, there was a higher plan, a higher for my life. So do you, I got back to the night, do you have any siblings? And if so, where are you in the clan? I call it a clan because I'm Irish, German, Austrian, so I call it a clan.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But our audience don't know, so.
I'm the youngest one in the group. I have four half-brothers who are already deceased and a half-sister, and she's also gone. Of course, I was the baby, I'm still here. But those older brothers are the ones that got me started in music. I had two older brothers that did a radio show. One was the straight man, and he was the handsome one and did all the singing. The other one was a comedian in the act, and he wore bib overhauls, played a banjo. And on occasion, they would invite their little sister to get up on stage and sing a few bars with them. And it just, it expounded from there.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. It reminds me, and I don't remember the name of the group, that were so popular way back in the day, and it was two brothers that were so famous on TV. And the one brother, they were both comics, actually, but they were both musicians as well, and they would sing, and then they would tell these jokes. And it was almost like a Lauren Hardy act because the younger brother, he was always jabbing them, like the older brother was jabbing them all the time and making fun of them, and then he'd come back. But I don't remember. I'm getting to that age where my brain isn't
working
as well. The Smothers Brothers. Oh, okay, that's
yeah.
What it was. Yeah, thank you for telling me that. I love them. I used to watch them all the time. Yeah, I used to watch them. So anyway, so when did you know that you wanted, like, when did you realize that you had these special gifts, and when did you, decide that you wanted to do this for a career, for your career?
Well, at a very, very early age, I could see dead people. Three, I would... Mom and I would be going to town, and I would ask her why we didn't stop and see that lady in that big house, because she waves at us every day we go by. And Mom said, I don't see anybody there. And I said, there most certainly is right there, that big house, that lady's waving. Look, she wants us to stop by. Well, after a while, as a child, when you're not validated, you learn to let things go and repress them. And I kind of blocked it out of my life for a lot of years. But you cannot hide from God's source. And when you're being called on to use a gift, whether it is music, ministry, or psychic ability, you've got to kind of follow the flow. If you don't, God will constantly turn you back on the path he wants you on. And a lot of things kept falling apart in my life. I had a handicapped child who needed constant care. And because of that, I would always end up out of work. You know, when you have to take off work for a sick child, they kind of disapprove. So, I started just kind of messing around with a little bit of tarot just to try to help make ends meet. And tarot reading is, it is, I guess it's controversial for a lot of people, but I did it to make ends meet. However, I began to meditate so that I could dial my gifts in a little better. And every day that I meditated, I was connecting to my CEO, and that would be God's source. And as I would meditate and continue to do the work, this spirituality work and working on my ascension, my gift got stronger and better.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to say, and this is where it fell right into this part when you said that, you know, God leads you in the right direction. The reason that I was so impressed with you is because I spent 28 years in San Diego, and I had a rabbi friend that did tarot card readings, but she did it by the book. You know, I mean, they have all different kinds of decks and all kinds of different books and interpretations and things like that. But when I listened to you, even shortly into the show, it was like I felt like you were speaking to me because you mentioned about seeing dead people and about how they view us if we're really sad on the earth, that it really upsets them. It was just like, and first of all, I mean, I was raised strict Catholic from kindergarten all the way through freshman year in high school. So all of this, the astrology, my mother was very interested in astrology. My father took all her astrology books and threw them out in the trash. And he, you know, he, and my mother, yet she, even though she believed in that and Catholics were taught, none of this, no, you don't do this kind of thing. So, but, you know, you're the first psychic that I have ever, a medium and so many other things, that I ever heard that really is in tune with a God, you know, a consciousness and spirituality so strong, and the earth, and the, I mean, I'm really into that myself. I mean, I really, and you know, I have followed my path, and I too, like you, I agree. If you go against where you're supposed to go, you're going to be miserable and be in trouble. But once you get on the right, like when you're carrying the light, as you say, and the spirit, and your spirit guided, you know, I ended up in a ministry. I was in parochial school for 11 years. I was in ministries for 11 years at churches, a Presbyterian church, and then with the Franciscan monks that I loved. And that was for 6 years, 6.5 years, and that was a volunteer. So it, I'm the happiest when I'm really in tune with God and my spiritual path, because you put yourself aside. As you well know, you're giving of yourself every time you do a show, you know, and that's what I do now too. I started the show to promote not-for-profits. So back to you, I'm going to ask you some more questions so that I don't talk as much. I'm a talker, I'm telling you. Oh, and I went to Ireland too, and I went to the top of the Blarney Stone, but I wouldn't put my mouth next to that stone for no money in the world. Maybe if I had some cellophane, I could have put it in between. But anyway, anyway, somebody said, this girl doesn't need any Blarney, believe me. She's full of it. But anyway, let's see, where am I? Okay, so you told me about that. So then I was going to ask you, what are your expectations? I mean, I know you have a big following now, and you're doing a lot of you know what I liked about your readings, too? You don't go by any books. You go by your own intuition. You'll look at the card and just it will come to you from a higher plane. It isn't like, oh, you're going to fumble through a book, or that you study the book, or you're going to go to that book and read, you know, read what their interpretation. So I really like that too. I like that. You said so many things that, like I said, you had me into the show maybe 5-10 minutes. So, what are some of your expectations and aspirations moving forward?
Well, I know you're on YouTube, a big part of my work has been missing person cases. I've helped several missing persons cases throughout the country, and I've been breaking recently into some police work, doing some cold case stuff. And that's the way, the direction I'm trying to head my practice.
I love that. I love that. I've been watching those programs my whole life. I'm really into it. In fact, I went to the police academy in California. And then at the last minute, I thought, you know what? There's an awful lot of gangs here. I was right behind Camp Pendleton in Oceanside and Carlsbad area. And I'm a really short and little person. And I decided, you know what? I think, and it was at a point where, anyway, I don't want to go into it too much, but I really am interested in all police work and forensic science and all that, and that's all I watch now. I just got Netflix, and I'm just addicted. But they have a lot of foreign films that are like the everything's about investigative. That's all I watch. That's all I watch. So it's very, very interesting. And I could see you on TV. I mean, I could see you hosting like a TV show and talking about the people that you've found through that. I actually contacted this. I can't go there. Okay, I have to do the questions because it's the only way, like I said, I'll keep quiet.
All right.
Have you accomplished most of your life's goals? And what are they? And I love it when you do
wow.
that. Please. Thank you. Thank you, because we need
I missed the first goal that I had, and I wanted to be retired by the time I was 40. But, you know, I was 18 when I made that expectation.
Right.
You know what? Yes, I have. I've lived a very rich, full life, even with, you know, any of the ups and downs that may have happened.
Right.
Yes, I'm accomplishing far more than I ever expected I would, especially in the area that I'm in. I didn't lay this out as a career choice. Actually, I was in mortgage and finance for a lot of years, and it's a completely different field, way out in, you know, being a psychic compared to being a mortgage analyst. But like I said, it was a direction spirit kept pushing me in.
Yeah. I think it's great because, as I said, you're just a really unique person. I can't even tell you how many psychics I've listened to. And, you know, after a few days of it, they're just wanting money, money, more money, more money, more money. And I'm into that. I mean, you should be paid and, you know, paid for your services for sure. But I just can't go into the dark. A lot of psychics, and I guess this is a judgment call, but it's just the way I see it. I just tell it like it is. A lot of them, you know, will tell you, I don't want you to tell me, I'm going to see fortune and fame, or I'm not into reading tea leaves. I'm not even into being told that, that, you know, they know what my guardian angel's name is. I personally don't believe that. I don't believe that. To me, it's just not real. It's just a money-making scheme. And none of them talk like you do. I mean, none of them talk about spirit. They say spirit guide or guardian angel that you have them, but then they get into your lucky numbers and the days that you should be, like, more of the horoscope. I call it a horoscope. It's like horoscope, like, oh, do this, don't go out on that day. I mean, that I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. I don't really, you know, I'm interested in astrology and numerology and paranormal, you know, the phenomenon and dream interpretation and all of that. But I think I know I can call, and I can't use that term anymore. I just can see through what I feel is authentic and what isn't authentic. And you're the first authentic psychic that I've met in my entire life, and I'm 74 years old. So, and I
well,
was,
thank
like
you.
I told
thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, well, it's true. And I saw you, told you in a private conversation. I usually don't even speak with my guests before, but I wanted to talk to you right away, and because this is such a really special show for me, it's such a different show for me, and. I was astro projecting when I was like 15, 16 years old, and I was always extremely, extremely sensitive kid, and I could barely, I would predict things would be, like I would go, Daddy, Daddy, you can't go on that trip. They only went on one trip in their entire life, and they were going skiing, and I knew it. My father was going to get hurt. I said, Daddy, you can't, and they were both great skaters, and sure enough, my father hurt himself really bad. He hurt his back really bad in an accident. He didn't listen to me. Oh, Nancy, you'll be, I think I was only like 14 years old. And I said, you can't go on this trip. You can't, don't ski, go to the snow, but don't ski. Just stay here and ice skate. So, cause I skate on the lakes. So I was always psychic and I don't even want to get into my psychic stuff because it's nothing compared to, I can't do any comparisons. I don't like to compare anyway. But anyway, so I have other questions. See, that's what I mean by I get off on my own damn tangent. Oh, I said the word damn, but that's okay.
I am actually a very avid motorcycle rider. I have been riding solo, Harley Davidson's at that, for the last 47 years.
Whoa, 47 years. The first Harley I was on, I was 18 years old. It was raining, and I had a leopard bikini on, so that tells you what kind of a gal I was. My boyfriend, I could hear him coming from Oakhurst. I could hear him coming from miles away. I'm surprised my parents let us go, but they did let us go. They let us go and do our thing, you know. They trusted us, and they liked him anyway. Roger was his name, and he was such a sweet guy. He was very quiet and shy, but he was a motorcycle boy. And we actually went to, there I go, see, I get excited too. Yeah, so I was into motorcycles. We went out for quite a while, and we went all the way to New Hope. I said, oh, my God, you got to stop. I have to get off this thing. My butt is killing me. But, yeah, I never he let me drive once, and I just got in front of him, and he was behind me. So it wasn't like I was totally on my own. But, yeah, I always admire that. I have one girlfriend in California that drove a motorcycle, but it was not a Harley. No, I need a little scooter. I need a Vespa. I think that's what Vespa.
There you go.
Yeah, one of those, because it's cheaper for gas, right? But you know, with the drivers in New Jersey, forget it. Where I live, no, I could only drive in winter, and the winter the weather's bad. So. Yeah, that's quite something. I love that picture of you that I posted in the promo of you with your really long hair. I've always had really super long hair, too. And that was a great picture on your Harley. I like that. I have a biker friend, too. Oh, I'm going to give a shout-out to my friend Susie D-Muck, the D-Mucks, and her husband, Too Tall Tom. They live up in the hills of North Carolina, and they are both musicians. And I want to talk to you, well, you did say, you know, that you were into music and they let you sing, and so that you are in the arts as well, and I did mention that in the promotion. So we have a lot of things in common, a lot of life experiences in common. Let's see. So you ride your motorcycle for fun still for 47 years. That's a lot. Oh, one more thing I have to tell you that I did for 3 years up in Union City. I was the girlfriend of a fellow who owned a bar. And we only opened 3 times a week. But it was a biker bar. So it was Dots and Beers, basically. And then on Friday nights or Saturday night, I forget which it was, I'd get up on that little teeny stage and sing. And so it was 3 years of unbelievable fun. And we also would go out into the mountains, and we'd go into the woods up in upper state New York, like maybe three miles into the woods near a stream, and we would stay there for like a week or two. A bunch of crazy people. I mean, we had more fun, I'm telling you. We would be blasting Led Zeppelin, like we would have a generator and be blasting Led Zeppelin. And, but anyway, getting back to that, that was like really fun for me. I mean, that was fun. We had... Oh, my God, it was called Jack's Tavern in Union City. What a club. It was packed for those 3 nights we were open, and it was really, really great music and great fun. Let's see. Okay, if you could go back in time and change an event in your life, what would it be, if anything?
Let's see. What would that be? You know what? I really wouldn't change a minute of it. Even the potholes and the hurdles led me in a direction I was supposed to go. You know, sometimes falling flat on your nose, you know, getting in trouble, those things, you know, oh, yeah, I think I'd like to change that. But when you really think about it, nope, that's who made me who I am today. So, you know what? I wouldn't change a thing of it. I would keep my eyes open better so that I could enjoy those times. But for the most part, I wouldn't touch a thing.
Right. Well, that question was asked of me because I've been interviewed many times for my music and for my radio show, and that was exactly how I answered the question. I just thought about it, and I go, you know what? I had some pretty rough and tumble, you know, times, but it is what made me into who I am today. And I do believe that when you go through things like that, it just, in the end, it just makes you stronger. It really does. Like they say, it's a cliche, but like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, and I have another question. What are some of your plans? And I think that already I asked you a similar question, and you told me, so I can't ask that question about what are some of your plans for the future. So we'll just forget that because we know. And I think it's amazing what you're doing with the police and trying to find missing children and people and, you know, work on cases like that because that's so interesting to me alone. And so you're on, you're doing your shows on Facebook, you're doing your videos on YouTube, and are you publicizing any of your investigative work with the police, or is that like all confidential?
Well, most of the police cold case work is still confidential because it is not widely accepted, and those officers that do come to me, it is usually in an unofficial capacity, and they want it off the record. And I can understand that. You know, there are some families and some situations where you don't want it to look like a sideshow situation bringing a medium
right.
in.
Right.
And I get that.
Yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
I lost track of where I was going.
No, it's fine. I'm with you all the way because there's even a name of a program that's called Cold Case Files. And so, you know, I can't believe I'm getting a call. Please don't call me now, my friend. Don't call me now. I don't get people like you get trying to get on my show. Once in a while I did. I had a woman get on my show, and I thought it was my guest. And I was talking to her for a few minutes, and then I go, wait a minute, are you so-and-so? And she said, no, I'm just a big fan. And I said, I have to hang up from you. I'm waiting for my guest to come on. But anyway, he better just give up. And I turned my landline off so I don't have to worry. But, oh, there, he hung up. He'll leave me a message. So, yeah, where we were going is the police. Yeah, that interests me so much, like I said, because that's all I watch. I was always interested in forensic science. I was always interested in all those. I'm just a curious gal. I know they say curiosity killed the cat. I'm full of these. Thank you, Mommy, for all of these cliches that you gave me all these days. Oh, like if you got in trouble, this was hers. Well, you made, she was Irish German all the way down the line, Irish German. I got my Austrian part from my father's side, but my father was Irish German Austrian, so, and I consider it the same, but they don't, so I have to acknowledge that now as of last St. Patty's Day when my uncle told me. But so my mother would go this, if you did something wrong or got in trouble, she'd go, okay, Nancy, well, you made your bed, so now you have to lie in it. I'm like, thanks a lot, you know.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, she used to say to me, like, she'd go, oh, you always have to have the last word, don't you, Nancy? Because I would go mumbling away, like if my mother would correct me about something or say something. And she really wasn't a disciplinarian. It was rare. Like, she would say something, but she would never... We never got any time. This was my mom's thing. Wait till your father gets home. And then by the time my father came home at 4:30, she would never tell him anything. So it was great. We got along. We got away with a lot of stuff. My mother let it roll down her back. She had to. There were too many kids. Oh, she was happy to have us just out here. Here's her English racers for Christmas. Get lost. And we did. Anyway.
There you go.
I was on my bicycle, I'm telling you, I swear to God. And then when I got a car, I'm going out. In the snowstorms, I'm going out. My father's coming home from work. I can't even use the language he would say to me. And he would go, where the heck are you going, Sandy? Where? Don't worry about it, Daddy. I'm going to be just fine. And he'd go, oh, and then he'd give me some more expletives as I would leave. And he'd go, well, just be careful. I mean, I'm really, my father was on Archie Bunker, so that's why I say I get into my own. Well, to me, it's interesting and funny. And it makes me happy because they're both gone now anyway. But for a long time, I used to just always see the negative of, oh, they were this, they were that, they were always out. I had to do everything. And then when I got older, I realized, are you kidding? You really had it good. You had it great. So I think when you get older, you get a little more wisdom, I hope anyway. So what I'd like to talk to you or ask you is to talk about, oh, I wanted to ask you about orbs, and if you will explain to people out there in the world what an orb is, and a little bit about orbs.
About what I do?
About orbs. Orbs, like, you know, what your theory is about seeing orbs and photographs in videos.
Okay, orbs. All right, I wasn't
picture.
I wasn't hearing you clearly, but yeah, I got you. Orbs, yeah.
Lately I've been seeing a lot of them. Go ahead.
Orbs are little light anomalies that have a tendency to show up in pictures. A lot of times, depending on your own personal development, you can see them with the naked eye. When I'm doing my YouTube videos, and I'm watching the monitor, I can see them in the monitor, and I may not be able to catch them with my naked eye. Now, if you find an orb in a picture that you have taken, the best way to tell if it is an actual orb or if it's a bug or a piece of dust is to check and look at that orb and see if there is a nucleus in it anywhere. And that's a good indicator that is a spirit anomaly showing up in that orb.
Well, if it is a bright, very vivid, bright color and it's a photograph, like I'm an amateur photographer, so I go out and I live up in the woods, like near the woods, so I've been seeing a lot more orbs, and my sister Gina sees a lot of orbs when she sees the sun coming up. She'll see orbs with the sun, actually, and on the sand and in the ocean. But I see the orbs that I have been seeing are I saw a bright turquoise, and there's one in particular, and it was on a full moon night, and it was up on the side, outside the side of the moon, and then it came down into the forest more, because I was click, 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 clicking it. You know, I was taking a bunch of photographs, and then I go and look at them and edit them. But it was so visible to the naked eye, and it was almost like a bluish, and then at the very bottom, the last picture, I'm going to send it to you tonight when I get off the phone, because it literally was squiggling, like, around a tree. It was, like, squiggling around a tree. And my sister said, was that a video? And I said, no, it was just my iPhone, which I have an 11, so it's got a great camera. And so she said, wow, Nancy, I don't know. I've never seen anything like that. Like, usually they're just circular. It's a small little circular spot, you know. But anyway, I'm going to send a picture to you and see what you think of it. I'll send you all three of the ones that I kept. I deleted a lot of them, but I only kept the three that showed the movement of, because this orb definitely moved. It moved from the side of the moon down into the middle of the, and then a little bit lower, but it looked like it was wiggling around into the front of the tree, and it was right in front of me where I was taking the pictures, rather. Because I just walked out my backyard. My sister said, God, there's a beautiful big moon out there. Go ahead out there. And I did. And then I sent her the picture.
Now,
and she was like,
the orb is just the way that they present themselves. They could actually be a big variety of spirits. Orbs can be our loved ones, our own ancestors, It can be our spirit guides. It can be ascended masters. And particularly blue. Blue is usually a color that's associated with the guardian angels. And most commonly, the Archangel Saint Michael. But that's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for their presence to be with everybody. They have an energy that they can divide anybody on the other side, and whether that's our ancestors who have passed over, or whether it is ascended masters like Jesus and the Virgin Mother Mary.
Right.
They can. Right. They are with us all the time. Their energy works very much like an intercom system. They are with us, they hear us, they see us, but when somebody else needs them, they can concentrate their energy with whoever needs them the most.
Right. Yeah, that's really interesting, because I actually have a, I just started a few years, maybe last year, I started praying. I usually pray to Jesus and the Holy Ghost, and I asked Jesus to go to me. I mean, I'm, like I said, I was raised Catholic, and but I've experienced and been involved in metaphysics in California. I went to the Srivananda Yoga community for several years. I really believe there are so many ways. There are so many different ways to God. I love the Franciscan monks were great. They're Catholic, of course, but I've been to so many different churches. And I loved Middle Eastern religions and any type of worship of a higher power, if you want to call it that, a higher power, whatever you're, or in other words, there's many roads that lead to Rome. To me, there's many, 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 many ways, contrary to how I was raised, and they stopped doing that, which I'm happy. They used to say, you know, oh, only the Catholics, you know, they have the word. No, I don't believe that. I believe that everybody has their own word and their own relationship with their higher power or God or Jesus or whoever, Krishna. My grandmother was a Jehovah's Witness. So I have been exposed to so many religions, and I love it. I love it, all of it. I
well,
remember that night when I took those pictures. I think I might have
Nancy,
had, I put on... I'm sorry.
I'm going to say I'm actually a Reformed Catholic myself. Are you there?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I was going to say, I put on the Virgin Mary medal. I put it on, and I'm wondering, I only wore it for a few days, and then it got warm. I don't know. I'm wondering if I did have the Virgin Mary's medal on that day. I saw those orbs. Now I'm curious to know if I had that on that day, because I put it on. I wore it for a few days, and then I haven't worn it since, because I haven't been wearing really necklaces. I've just started wearing my rings again and bracelets, and I'm a real jewelry freak. I mean, I love, love, love. I could open my own jewelry store. But getting back to, go ahead, what you wanted to say about you know, I told you personally that my brother Bobby, my brother Billy, rather, my oldest brother Billy, just passed away January 24th of COVID. And he was a cancer survivor, and he was only cancer-free for 2 months, and then COVID took him out. So, you know, I'm still going through all that grieving process, and I've seen at least 2-3 orbs since he passed away in the woods. And I thought maybe it's that was so active, this one orb. Maybe there were 3 orbs. Maybe it was my father and my 2 brothers. Who knows? I don't know. I have no clue. But it's fascinating. It's fascinating. And I'm going to send you those pictures and get your take on it. See what you think about, especially the squiggly one, because my sister said I never saw that. Anyway, I want to get away from the orbs because I have other questions. And I've been into doing, like, I get the Indian, I bought pure Indian when I was in Washington, D.C., sage. And I always bless, any time I move into an apartment, I sage the entire house, I do all my blessings, I do all the praying, and I totally believe in that. And I'm into holistic medicine and all that jazz, too. But I wanted to ask you also, what specifically is a medium?
A medium, okay, all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. And the medium is actually somebody who sees, hears, smells, or tastes the deceased.
Okay.
Somebody who's passed on to the other side.
Okay.
Psychics are people who just seem to know things that they don't have. They have no way of knowing how they know it.
Right, exactly. Like, I never knew. I didn't know why I knew my father was going to hurt his back. I didn't know why I knew President Kennedy was going to be assassinated. I didn't even verbalize that, because you don't want to do that. You might be like a suspect. So so many things, like, I always knew, and I had very uneasy feelings about it. Sometimes I had dreams about it, things that were going to happen. And I usually don't tell people, like, especially if it's bad. I don't say anything. If I have a bet and my dreams are, like, ridiculous. I think it's because of the artist. Like, I'm sure you have very vivid dreams. I have such vivid, like, vivid dreams. I even smell in my dreams. I mean, it's like they're so real, and it's in Technicolor. And details, I could be in an antique shop with 5,000 different things, and I'm seeing them all. It's, like, insane. It's just the way my brain works, I guess. I don't know. But so thank you for explaining the difference between a psychic and a medium. So mediums perform seances, correct?
They can. Yes, they can.
Right. Do you ever delve in that?
Actually, every time, I don't know if you've seen my show, you see that I use the paranormal flashlight. And technically,
yeah,
that's what that is. I'm calling forward spirit to take up control of that light and use it. So you could call that a seance. It's that simple. But anytime, all a seance is calling forward somebody that has gone on to the other side.
Right. Okay, and of course you only want the light. That's what I really like about you, is that you are totally like, okay, bad things happen. We're human beings, and bad things happen to good people, bad things happen to bad people, whatever. But you're so much into looking at things in a positive light. That's what really attracted me the most. I found it very comforting when you said, and I'm repeating myself, that for people that are out there, don't cry when your loved ones go, because it was their time. Like, I didn't accept it. I'm still getting mad at my brother, I guess, because he wouldn't go to the hospital. But don't make them sad, because they're seeing you and they're with you and they don't want you to be unhappy. And they're in a better place. Like, people go, oh, that's so cliche. Don't say to people they're in a better place. But I believe that, too. I believe that there's no more tears, there's no more pain, there's no more, you know, there's only eternity and an eternity of happiness. That's what I want to believe. I mean, that's what I really want to believe, that we never die. Our soul, spirit will never die.
It is a very parallel world that goes on there. It's not as far away as most of us think. And as time progresses, as we go deeper into this age of Aquarius, more and more people are going to begin to see spirit just the way I do.
Right. Yeah, because not everybody has this gift that you have. I mean, it's few and far between. I mean, or the ones that I don't know. My girlfriend in California has been for 15 years in a relationship with a world-renowned astrologist. And I don't know, I never really asked him, or, you know, I mean, I would pay him, of course, to do my my chart. But I think I had a chart done years ago, and, you know, it was okay. It was all right. I don't know if he does other things, or I don't know what else he does. We don't really talk about it very much. But it was an unlikely pair, but they've been together 15 years, so I'm, like, really so happy for her. What else did I – oh, do you have any cards on you today, tonight, during the show? Do you always
my tarot
have any
cards
with you? Yeah,
I do. I have
you
them
have
right
them?
Here.
Well, I wasn't
yes,
knowing
I do.
If I wanted to ask you or not, but I think I might ask you, since it's a full moon and a lunar eclipse. I wanted to ask you to just talk about the lunar eclipse. Like, there's so many, there's different types of eclipses. And is this a pink moon tonight? They call it a pink moon?
It is referred to as a blood moon or red moon. And that is only because during the eclipse itself, it casts a red-looking shadow, just like that red sundown that we see, that beautiful, those colors.
That's the same
optic illusion that causes that. Technically, we'd like to call it a flower moon because it's a lot more positive than just a red moon or a blood moon. And a flower moon is reference to the fact it is the first moon that brings about the blossoms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the flowers. And, you know, those skies, there was a saying, red sky at night, sailor's delight or something. I don't know. Blue sky at night, sailor's, I don't know. My sisters and I go over this all the time, and we should know it. My father would be turning in his grave if he heard us questioning it, because all sailors know it, but we always get it confused. But those I've seen so many of those, not just on the East Coast, but on the West Coast as well. Mostly on the East Coast, though, where the sky is almost a fuchsia color. I mean, just gorgeous fuchsia, beautiful color. And I also love the Northern Lights. Like when I see them, I watch all of the PBS. I don't just watch the PBS and all the nature studies, and I'm really into ecology and environmental. You know, I'm an environmentalist and an animal activist, but I really believe and have always believed the full moon affects us. Oh, I think, well, maybe it doesn't affect everybody. Maybe people that don't believe in it, it doesn't affect, but it sure affects me. So tonight's full moon and the total eclipse that's going to happen, do you have any idea what time that's supposed to happen tonight?
You know what? Off the top of my head, I don't. Now, it may have already happened this morning because the actual time of the full moon was like 7:15 a.m. this morning. Just as the sun came up, the moon would be setting, and that's when that may have taken place. You know, I've been so busy. I wanted to actually enjoy it myself, but I had just too many irons in the fire right now.
Me too. I was just in the recording studio yesterday working on my second. I have a full album out, but 10 years ago. So I'm back in the studio working on song number two. And the first one's awesome. I have to send it. I don't think I sent it to you, but I will. Or maybe I did. But anyway, the second one is coming out really great too. So, yeah, I'm the same way. But you know who will have a picture of it? Is my sister Gina. See, I'm a night person. So, and I've been trying to be good, though. I've been good. I went to bed like 2 o'clock this morning, which is good early for me. And I got up at 12:30. So that's really awesome for me. I really need my sleep. So, but my sister goes down. It's like her church, she calls it. So she's only 3 blocks from the ocean, and she drives down. And she gets her coffee first and takes that down, and that's her form of meditation. And she, too, loves taking photographs. So she may have photographed the sun coming up, and she may have gotten some orbs today. I don't know. She's super busy getting ready for a big dog show that she does. And so I'll have to she usually posts them on her Facebook page, so I'll be able to see if she saw any orbs today. But she sent me pictures. I didn't even know the orbs. Like would be seen like at that time of the morning when the moon is going and the sun is coming up. Is that what happens? I don't even know. I didn't study science in school.
The Earth is actually going to go between the sun and the moon, and it is going to allow for the shadow over the moon.
Okay.
And that's what causes the eclipse. And I'm actually trying to peek while we're talking and see what time that was to happen. And you might actually be right, because when I'm dealing with this and I'm looking at it, I look them up for people from other parts of the globe too. So it does happen at different times, depending on what your time zone is. So, you know, everybody right. needs to go ahead and just Google that and bring it up and you know, see when it is.
Oh, yeah. I depend on Google for everything. I love Google. Siri, I ask Siri to do things, get my map up or give me a phone number once in a while. But I mostly depend on Google Chrome. It's amazing how it's like having Webster's Dictionary at your fingertips. You just get anything you want to ask on. The music, you can ask for lyrics, you can ask for this, that, a list of Bob Dylan songs. It's just awesome. I just love the technology. It's just wonderful. But, I'll go out there anyway because I'm in a place where I can step way, way, way back on the lawn and I can get to see the moon as long as it's above the tree line, I can get to see it. So I just have to walk, you know, I don't know how far back, but, maybe I should ask you to, I don't know, ask you if you would, I was touring with it and I wasn't going to, but since I have you and we have a little bit more time, I don't even have any questions. I don't want to ask a question, but I don't know if you could pull a few cards for me, could it tell you anything like that's going on with me or do you have to have a specific question? That's another thing I don't know. Do you ask a question?
Well,
let
me go talk. Say something. Keep going, Nancy. Talk just a little bit more. I am going to shuffle the cards while you talk so I can get your energy in them. Go ahead. If you have a question, ask me.
The thing is, I've just been, I have been single by choice 20 years now. And because I have so many interests, you know, I took care of my mother, number one. That's why I came back to New Jersey. I had a great job, and I came back to take care of her. And she was stayed alive for 8 years and then passed away. And I just dove right in. I had no life during those 8 years, really. So, I mean, I just was taking care of her. So I got into music. Right away, I got back into my love of singing and writing music and doing my radio show, which started from my first interview about music into radio, and I started as a giving back to my community of Asbury Park. And so I got 10 of the best not-for-profits. But there's still, I feel like there's so much, even though it was my choice to stay sick, sometimes I think, Nancy, maybe it wasn't your choice. It's just like God's will, because I always say, dear Lord, you know, if there's some man in my life, and I did have a little crush on a minister at one point, but he was married before, but he's a little young for me. But anyway, I guess I feel like sometimes I feel as if, I'm 74 now, and I think I really have such a young spirit, and I still think I look really awesome. And I guess I wonder if I'm going to be on this planet alone for the rest of my life, or, you know, when the right timing, or if there is timing, that there will be some kind of a good relationship for me, because I'm very picky, and I've had opportunity, but I need to be treated very well. So I'm not money-wise, just treated, you know, I need a spiritual man, somebody that's really caring and loving. So my question is, I guess, is there going to be anybody for me, or should I just be content and grateful for all the blessings I have in my life? Because I am blessed. So I guess that's it,
all right.
I guess.
Let me
was
tell you what
question?
The cards are telling me. What's that, Nancy?
Was that a good enough question? That was a long question.
No, that's fine. I got your energy, and I've got the cards here in front of me. What I'm seeing is there are, if you haven't already heard from somebody from the past, you're going to. There is going to be a communication take place, and this actually could have been an old love interest. However, the cards also indicate that you are going to remain single, but you are going to reconnect with somebody. And you know what? I'm picking up the energy of your brother coming through, too. Hang on here. I'm going to pull another deck, too, to see if I get a little bit of a clarifier for you. Because I'm seeing you reuniting at least a friendship, and I'm not seeing anything here in the cards that indicate a love relationship. Okay, that's the Ten of Cups. Yeah, girl, you got something good coming into your life yet. I think you're going to reconnect with somebody. I don't see you getting married. I do see you enjoy your privacy. You enjoy knowing where your remote's at. You enjoy knowing that you don't have to pick up after anybody else's socks or dinner plates and that kind of thing. I'm seeing you make a connection with somebody, and it's going to be that a very light, enjoyable kind of connection. Somebody that will say, hey, let's go get an ice cream cone.
Right.
You got that Ten of Cups card that came up, and that's a beautiful happily ever after card. It's also the end of a cycle. You're getting ready to make some changes. I see you switching up something, some kind of interest that you're in. Looks as though your sights may be headed in a new direction. You're needing something different in your life right now.
No, definitely. Yeah.
And every card that I pull just indicates, like I got the Empress card, I wanted the clarifier, and that's absolutely the picture of you sitting in pure confidence of who you are, not letting anybody push you around, not letting anybody bully you. Always keeping your eyes open and calling your own shots in life, girl. You got it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is the truth. And that's right on, too. That's right on, Tina. That's right on. Because I had already had somebody come back into my life several years ago, and it was an ongoing thing, and I just finally realized, you know what, it's not happening. It's not what I want. I don't care if you're a billionaire or not. I'm not going there. I'm not doing that, you know? And I am, you're right. I mean, everything you said, I love my privacy. I'm used to my privacy. And I always felt even if I got into a relationship, I really have to have my own space. I mean, even when I was married, I have so many interests of my own. Everything you said was, definitely true. So the people from my past, I have a few people in mind that could come back. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. You know, I wrote a few names down, but it's good. Look, even if I stay single and for the rest of my life, I mean, it's not like I'm bored, that's for sure. And long as I keep doing where I'm directed, what I'm directed to do, everything will work out, and I am happy. I am happy, and, yeah, I'm not looking. I've been there, done that. No, I'm not looking to cook somebody. I mean, I love to cook, and I take spoil my men. I'm a spoiler, and I'm very thoughtful and kind, and but I need that in return. I refuse. I would much prefer, like, I'm one of those people that I would rather prefer being alone than being with someone that is not, you know, is not caring and loving. I'm just not. And they're hard to find. It's hard to find people like that. It's hard. And, of course, COVID stopped that. Like, I was all ready to open my heart to men again and get out there and see what's going on, and COVID happened. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm glad you mentioned my brother. You see my brother Billy around me a lot because I miss him so. I miss the grumpy old man so much. He's a grumpy old man. And he is definitely with me because I hit the tune button where you just hit it. I hardly ever listen to music when I drive because I get distracted, so I have to really pay attention when I'm driving. But I put on some music, and I hit the just scan button, and it landed on 88.3 station, which is a jazz blues. And it just started wailing out this great guitar, and I just said, oh my God, that's my brother Billy playing, and I just started sobbing as I was driving. But I know he's probably closer to me now than he was in life. He's closer to me now because he was one of those guys. He was like my dad. He couldn't express, I love you, I love you, I love you, but I know how much he loved me. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that reading. That was
He's actually making me feel like you guys used to communicate all the time, though, because he's saying that he kind of misses that connection with you,
keeping
in contact. But he's letting me know that, yes, he's with you, absolutely.
I know, because I'm the only one. Like, his wife for 50 years said, Nancy, he was crying hysterical in the morning. I know Billy didn't tell you very much, but you know how much he loved you. He couldn't say it, really. But you're the only one that sent him cards all the time and care packages, like gifts. Came over Christmas and brought him presents. He lived up in, he had 8 acres in Vermont, and he stayed up in Vermont for most, he bought it 30 years ago and always wanted to live up there. So he lived up there for many, many years in his later life. He was only 76 years old when he passed away. My father was only 73. But, yeah, my brother Billy, she said, and you were the only one. And he would tell me, he would go, that's the most, I went out to the mailbox. He had depression and suffered from some other things, COPD, and that's why I think it took him out. But he would go, that Christmas card was the most gorgeous card I have ever seen in my life. And he was an award-winning photographer. I really miss my older brother. Because now I've lost my older brother and my twin brother, my younger brother, but I still have two other younger brothers, and I have three sisters. So I have plenty to keep me busy, because I'm the oldest girl. So there were 10 years between the girls coming, you know, and my youngest sister, who I'm very close to, we can't fight like cats and dogs. She's a Gemini, and I'm a Sagittarius. But I love her, and... anyway, I got a lot to keep in mind. What a great show. What
Absolutely.
A great show, Tina.
Absolutely.
It was so awesome.
Good.
We're gonna do this again. Everybody out there, I gotta tell you, with Tina, I really picked Tina up as like I wanna call her my friend. And I want to call her my spiritual advisor, and I just want to call her the greatest psychic medium, astrologer, and musician that I've ever met in my life, and such a gift. So thank you, God, for bringing Tina into my life when I really needed it. I really needed your words so bad that night. I miss my brother so much, and it's only a few months, January, February, March, April. It's only 4 months. We're having his celebration of life on the 21st of August, and it's almost still so real, you know, it's so new, it's almost like still I go, oh, I don't believe it, I want you back. I remember how angry I was 10 years ago when my twin brother died, and I was telling God, I want my brother Bobby back, please. I was hysterical, I didn't think I'd make it through that one, but we do make it through everything, especially if we have belief in that we are not it, that there's a higher purpose for each and every one of our lives. And, I do have a plan. Thank you. I, Tina, you know, down the line, when you do something else on your next thing, just let me know. I'll be promoting you after every radio show as my sponsor. I've added you to my sponsor list already, and I'm getting ready to read them. So I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show. And everybody, you can find Tina Beecher, B-E-C-H-E-R, on Facebook and on YouTube. And you will be so happy that you did, because she is just an awesome, awesome lady. And I think that my friend, my biker friend, Chick Susie, who's so cool, absolutely cool, she said, I'm listening to that show. I can't wait. I sent her the picture. It was you. It was a cartoon when God wanted to, I don't know what it was, something about when God wanted to create something, he created biker chicks, and it was a picture of a biker chick. So I put that in the promo. So she saw it, and she goes, oh, I'm watching. I'm going to watch her. So thank you so much again. It was a pleasure. The show was great, and it will be archived for all time, and as long as I'm in radio, which I don't intend on giving it up anytime too soon. I just am doing one show a month, but it's still anytime you're doing anything special, like if you're going to go out and do a speaking engagement, or if you have something special that you want me to put a little blurb up on, like you know, a mini promo, just send me a text and I'll do it. I'd be happy to do it.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. I'm so glad we reached this arrangement. I mean, I really love this because, you know, how it is. You get older, and I'm like, now you're my fourth sponsor. Oh, and I'm going to tell you, if you want to stay on the phone, I know you're really busy too, but if you want to hear who my great sponsors are, first, well, no, you don't want to stay on the phone because I have to do my not-for-profits first, and that takes a while, and then I do my sponsors. So sponsors are.
All right.
You're in good company. You're in good company. Oh, and they're in good company. Okay, Tina, well, thank you again. I have to do my not-for-profits because I ran over. They don't cut me off, thank God, but I am going over, so I want to be gracious to my podcast. They're so good to me. Thank you again, and I look forward to listening to you on a regular basis.
All right, Nancy, thank you so much, and I never leave anybody that I don't bless them with love and light first. See you soon.
Oh, thank you so much, and back at you, girlfriend. Okay, bye-bye, Tina. Okay, folks, well, that was Tina Butcher, and what a wonderful show that was. And, I just loved having her on my show. She's just such a great ball of energy and wisdom, and I love her spirit, and very upbeat and, you know, a true believer. And I love the Indian in her. I have some Indian things. Maybe I know now where they're going to go because I don't really need to hold on to them. So anyway, here we go. My not-for-profits are, and I still mention them even though they're not doing anything now, but because they were so awesome. Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey. Minister Steve Brigham, 10th City of Lakewood. And it's now Lakewood Outreach, and he's on Facebook. All these people were on my radio show. Art Ackerman, City of Angels Recovery Radio. Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes. Kim Guiadango, she is with, it used to be called the Moms in Ocean County Food Bank, but it is called Fulfill. And I haven't had her on my show, but I do want to call her and give her, offer her a radio show. Paul A. Ressler, President and CEO of TUPAC, the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation, much needed organization. Tim McClune, founder of Holiday Express and Restaurant Tour. Love Tim. He's a wonderful musician as well, and they do so much with his organization of Holiday Express. Let's see here. We have Philip Richards, and he is with the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission. It's on Memorial Drive in Asbury Park, and I've got to tell you, they have one of the biggest and the most wonderful thrift shops. Very easy to find. They're you cross the tracks and you're right there, and it's a great place. And then my ninth is Rami's Heart, and it's a COVID memorial. And his sister Rima, it was her younger brother who passed away from COVID last year. And they ended up putting lots of rocks. People were coming and putting rocks and hearts on the beach in Belmar. And now they need to find a location and put those hearts in there. And it's going to be a memorial / museum. Talking all about this devastating COVID, like how it started and how it progressed and about the vaccine and everything. So that's it. And I'm on the wait for number 10. I have to add a 10th not-for-profit. And I have someone in mind and I'm waiting for the okay. My sponsors are, and it's on a barter basis, no money is exchanged. I have to make that clear. It's Dr. Ronald Chicklin, and he is a dentist, and he's at 3201 Sunset Avenue in Ocean, New Jersey. He's a wonderful dentist, and he does everything in the world, and implants, whatever you need, you go see him. Also, Dr. David Marin, he's a chiropractor, and he is the owner of the Marin Wellness Center, and they're in Eatontown, New Jersey, and if you Google them, you can find out their exact location. They do physical therapy. I believe they have an acupuncturist there still. You'd have to call to find out, but what a wonderful place. I go there when my back is bothering me, and they put me right into shape. If it's broken, you go to the Marin Wellness Center, and they'll fix it. Dr. George C. Peck of the Peck Center in West Orange, New Jersey. Dr. Peck is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. And no, I haven't had any facelifts. Some days I look in the mirror and go, it's time. However, my pocketbook will not afford it, and I'm just not there yet. So, and my very fourth was my guest tonight, Tina Butcher, psychic medium, astrologer. She does it all. She does it all. She's working with the police now, doing cold case files. She's like, she's really, the show tonight was just awesome. And you can find Tina on Facebook and YouTube. And with that, let's see, is there something else I wanted to say? I was going to give a shout out. I was going to give a shout out to somebody that I just met, and her name is Lisa Kane, and you can find her through my sister Peggy, and my sister Peggy's on Facebook, and her company is called Upstaged. And so if you want to get in touch with Peggy for anything, or Lisa Kane is an organizer and a declutterer, and I actually had her come and help me because it's the time. Yes, as we're leading into the age of Aquarius, it's time to declutter, and I want to get my act together so I don't have tchotchkes to dust, and I want to make my life simpler and minimalize. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening. This is Nancy Ryan, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. Till next time, stay safe, be well.